What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Okay, I guess I'm live. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. We are talking about the epic battle that took place, even though some people want to say it's not a battle. They just play records, blah, blah, blah. It was billed as a versus. So when it's billed as the versus, it's a battle whether you like it or not. So it was a battle. So one side we got the RZA, the other side we got DJ Premier. I was all in the chat room. I don't know if y'all was there in the chat room. You see my name all up in the chat room, running my mouth, dictating who should play what next and all that. I was in there 1,000% to the beginning, from the beginning to the end. It was a part at the end where I felt like the lights came on in the club and it was going time to go to coat check. But we going to get to that in a little while. So what I wanted to do for y'all today is I wanted to give a play-by-play complete breakdown of the battle, who I thought won round by round, and let's declare a winner. This is all my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. Fine. If you don't agree with me, fine. If you think other than my opinion, if you disagree with me, fine. It's cool. All I say is let's just be respectful to one another. When we disagree, we don't have to invite each other to the private parts. We don't have to say your mother. You don't have to say all this crazy stuff. Some reason when we disagree, we just get really, really, really disrespectful. Really disrespectful when we don't agree with each other. And I just don't understand that. So, all right, without further ado, I do want to say something though. So, prior to the battle, when the battle was announced, on April 9th, I went on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, which you should be, if you follow me on here, and if you're on here with me, you follow me on Twitter, this is what I said. I said, RZA is going to lose badly to Primo. Prem can play all Gangstar beats alone and win. But any of that group home S is lights out. Don't forget about the J. Rule Come Clean joint. I could go on and on. Royce, Boom, Jay-Z, The Evils, Nas, Memory Lane, and Limp Bizkit. Now, for me, I like the Limp Bizkit record, All In Together Now with Method Man. A lot of people didn't really like it, but I thought that was a dope, dope beat because I was like, DJ Premier and Limp Bizkit? Huh. So this is what I said. I said this. You could look at the date. Plain as day, I said April 9th, this is what I said. I thought this was an easy battle for Prem. I thought. But looking at the track list, which you can see right here on the screen, it wasn't that easy when it played last night. So what I want to do right now is I want to go from each record and give the rounds, because I've seen people like Ebro talking. Who hip-hop opinion? Maybe he has like some underground hip-hop opinion, but his opinion on hip-hop publicly, I can't really respect it because he works in a structure where they don't really care about hip-hop. So you can't be talking about hip-hop if you don't care about hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying? So, but Ebro, and it was certain people that was very, very biased in that room. And I wasn't really liking that. Now, I'm going to tell you, y'all seen my tweet. My tweet said what? Primo is going to beat him badly. That's what I said. So, let's go. So, we'll go with round one. GZA Liquid Swords against Jay-Z, A Million and One Questions. Now, to me, RZA came out the gate not playing. When you come with Liquid Swords from the beginning, you ain't playing. You letting it be known, yo, look, I got joints. I'm not playing. So So Premier came with a million and one questions. I like that Jay-Z record. We all love that Jay-Z record. But when we know what Premier got, I don't think he should have came with a million and one questions against Liquid Swords. So if we gonna go round by round, this is what we gonna do. I'm gonna go with Liquid Swords. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go with Liquid Swords. Me personally, I will go with Liquid Swords over a million and one questions. I love the Jay-Z song, but Liquid Swords kind of set the tone to me, like a RZA got heat. Now, again, I'm going to go back to this tweet. Look at my tweet. This is what I said. So, we're going to go back to this. Now, also, RZA's sound wasn't that crazy. Like the sound was a little off, but I still remember, but we still knew what the beats was. So, his rig wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? His rig wasn't right. We heard the sound wasn't where it should have been. You know what I'm saying? He got the sound correct towards the middle of the battle, but we still knew what it was. So let's do this score. Let's stay on course. So round one, I would give to RZA. So I'm going to give round one to RZA. Right? So let's go to round two. So RZA goes first and Primo answers. So round two, RZA plays Bring the Pain. Now, I remember where I was at when Bring the Pain came out. Now, this is Method Man solo. Now, Method Man did the METs. Now, this is Method Man solo. The building is behind Method Man. The whole Def Jam, he signed a Def Jam. He's arguably the star of Wu-Tang. Protect Your Neck was a beautiful record. But we'll talk about that later. But METH, that's what made Wu-Tang pop a little bit with that Method Man song. But we'll talk about that when we come up. But Bring the Pain comes. So he plays Bring the Pain, RZA. He comes with MOP, Breaking the Rules. I'm biased. I'm not going to lie. Y'all know I love MOP. You know, a little Fame. Fame is my brother. Billy is my guy. But if I'm going to be unbiased in this situation, MOP Breaking the Rules is not better than Bring the Pain. So we got to go with RZA. So the first two rounds, we'll go to RZA. So let's go to song number three. Wu-Tang Maria versus Mos Def, Mathematics. I didn't like this round really at all. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I didn't really like this round. I like Mathematics, I think, was on NBA 2K. I like the beat. But out of those two, if I'm going to pick what beat I like better, out of Maria and Mathematics, I would go with Mathematics. Like I said, it's hit or miss. This round could go either way. But I'm going to go with Primo with that one. You know what I'm saying? This hit or miss either way. Whatever way you go with it, I can't front on you. I can't say, you know, whatever. But I didn't like... Somebody just put in the chat room, Mathematics is a straight wordplay. We're not talking about words. We're talking about the song and the beats. But anyway, let's go to number four. Raekwon, Wu Gambino's RZA plays, and DJ Premier answers with The Enemy, Big L. So, okay, Wu Gambino's. Yo, that's like one of my favorite Wu-Tang records. The Purple Tape, that's like a Ringer thing. It's like if Premier produced the whole Illmatic, it'll be tough. But we got Wu Gambino's versus Big L, The Enemy. We all love Big L. Big L is, you know, he's, you know, everybody loves Big L. But in this situation, it ain't about Big L. It's about the song. It's about the beat. And I'm going to have to go with Wu Gambino's for that one. I'm going to have to go with that. So, number five, round five, RZA plays Ghostface Run. Primo responds with KRS-One, MC Act Like They Don't Know. Now, this is a tough one because I remember where I was at when MCs Act Like They Don't Know came out. I remember that era. But I remember when I heard Run. Now, we're talking about the beat. We're not talking about the song. We're not talking about we're not talking about the song. We're not talking about the verses. We're talking about the beat. This is a tough round for me right here because I really loved both of these songs. And I was a little bit at Ghostface Run song because Capadonna had a song called Run that I really liked. I don't know if y'all really remember that. But Capadonna had a song called Run and I liked his Run version. So in round five, no matter where you went with this, you're not wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I do remember MCs Act Like They Don't Know. And I remember Run. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm leaning towards Run. So I'm gonna go with Run over KRS-One and that. Don't tar and feather me. Don't stone me. But I'm going to go with Run. So let's go to round six. Shame Wu-Tang. Shame on a N. Versus DJ Premier playing Daz FX Real Hip Hop. This is tough because we remember Hut 2, we remember the beat. But I remember when Daz FX Real Hip Hop came out. I remember being like one of the biggest Daz FX fans ever. I love the Daz FX is so dope to me. And me being a producer, I know drums, and the drums on Real Hip Hop is these drums called Papa Was 2 by Joe Tex. And I never heard these drums used like this. And those drums are the same drums where EPMD Jane songs. If you know anything about EPMD Jane songs, it's the same drums. Shame on the End versus Daz FX Real Hip Hop. Now, y'all could say I'm tripping on this round. But I'm going to give it to Daz FX. I just love that beat. So I'm going to give that to Daz FX. I'm going to give that to Primo on that round. This is me personally. Y'all could have a different card, a different thing. But I'm going to give it to Primo. This is a tough. This could go either way. I'm not doing no ties. I'm either going to give somebody a win or a loss. I'm not doing no ties. Somebody win and somebody lose. So, round seven. Oh, wow. Round seven might be the toughest round of the whole battle. Round seven. We are talking about Wu-Tang breakout song versus group home Living Proof. This is the round where I think everybody just taps out. Everybody just say, I quit. I don't even want to battle this no more. I don't even want to go against this. But I will say this, though. Let's talk about it. Protect your neck. When we dealing from a beat standpoint, Protect Your Neck was something I never heard before as far as a beat. I never heard nothing like that before. So I'm thinking about the beat. But then Living Proof, I was like, isn't it ironic that he uses Inspector Deck for Living Proof? But when Living Proof came out, I was like, wow. Now, don't get mad. But when it comes to beats, I think I would go with Protect Your Neck. The song was just so impactful to this day. I love Living Proof, but I'm not playing Living Proof. And head to head, if Wu-Tang performed Protect Your Neck, more people would want to see Protect Your Neck than they would see Living Proof. So I'm going to go with Protect Your Neck. If you gave this to Living Proof, I won't even be mad at you. But I'm going to go with Protect Your Neck. So, yeah, we going with Protect Your Neck. Next round, number 8, GZA, Cold World versus D'Angelo's Devil's Pie. I think this is kind of an easy round because I remember when GZA Cold World came out and I remember when Devil's Pie came out. Believe it or not, I didn't really like Devil's Pie. I love Voodoo Album. I like D'Angelo as an artist, but I didn't really like Devil's Pie. Just keep it real with y'all. It was a cool beat, but I didn't like it. Me personally. I don't know about y'all. Y'all might have said that was a banger. But listen, we at a time where these dudes is going head to head. Now, I'm going to say something to you. In round seven, when RZA plays Protect Your Neck and Primo plays Superstar instead of Living Proof, that's a different round for me. That's a different round for me. But he didn't. He played Living Proof instead of Superstar. So, number seven, I'm going to go with GZA Cold World. So, this is not about the lyrics. It's about the music and the impact. So, round 9 we're on. Wu-Tang. M-E-T-H-O-D. Man, this is a very, very tough round because I remember when Just to Get a Rep came out. Oh, man. When Just to Get... I love Method Man. And if you pick Method Man in this round, you're not even wrong. There's no right answer in this round, but I remember when Just to Get a Rep came out and I remember saying, what is that? I remember this was the house party days where dudes are getting beat up in the party. Dudes getting beat up after the party, Just to Get a Rep. I remember this beat. So I'm gonna go with Just to Get a Rep in this. Method Man is fire, dope beat. So you could pick whatever you want, But I'm going to go with Just to Get a Rep. Because I remember when that beat came out and I was like, whoa. Because I remember I thought it was the Barney Miller music. Some of y'all don't know what that is. But I thought it was the Barney Miller music, but it wasn't. But it was Just to Get a Rep. So I'm going to go with Just to Get a Rep in that one. Tough round. Round 10. We halfway there. Ghostface Killah, Motherless Child versus Jay-Z, The Evils. Now, this is tough because somebody said you're showing your age. Yeah. this was tough because Motherless Child, Jay-Z off a classic Reasonable Doubt album. I think many people were really go and say Jay-Z based off the popularity. The verses was crazy. On The Evils. But Motherless Child, it did something to me. The Evils was dope. Fire beat. But I like the Mary J. Blige version better. She had a song called Round and Round where Trackmasters Jack Motherless, The Evils. And Mary J. Blige had a song called Round and Round. But Motherless Child, just when that beat came on, that, you know what I'm saying? It we talking about the beat. This is a hard one. But I'm going to go with Motherless Child. The Evils is fire. But the beat was very simple. We talking about that against Motherless Child. Number 11. I don't want to do this round. I don't want to do this round. Number 11, I don't want to do this round. But we got Raekwon, Verbal Intercourse versus Nas Is Like. RZA plays Verbal Intercourse, course. DJ Premier answers with Nas Is Like. Now, let me give y'all something about this round right here. If you was to call this a tie round, I wouldn't be mad at you. If you didn't want to pick this round, I wouldn't even be mad at you. If you said Verbal Intercourse, I wouldn't be mad. If you said Nas Is Like, I wouldn't be mad. This is a very tough round. But I gotta go with Verbal Intercourse. Because I'm so torn. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm torn. Nas Is Like, though. Damn. Let me give you why I'm gonna go with Verbal Intercourse. Nas Is Like, as dope as it is a drum programming that we heard from Primo before. I never in my life heard anything like Verbal Intercourse. Ever. I never heard anything like that ever in my life. To this day, we never even heard nothing like that. I never heard nothing like that. And I remember when that Nas verse came on, Nas Is Like, crazy. But that Verbal Intercourse, whoa. Nas, we'll do the lights, camera, action, glick. Whoa. So that right there, when Verbal Intercourse came on, that shit left Earth. Truthfully, that wasn't even of this Earth. Nas Is Like is fire. But we heard that swing. We heard them drums. It's dope. And Nas and Like was important for Nas because at that time, we was feeling like Nas fell off. So when he came back with Nas is Like, we was like, okay, the glimpse of Nasty Nas still exists with Nas is Like. So that was a big record for Nas. And you hear that part where it says, nah, nah, nah. That's not saying Nas. It's saying, that's Biz Markie saying, live king of discoing. But the way they sampled it, it sounds like he's saying Nas. But it's him saying live. That's Biz Markie. But anyway. So, listen, man. I'm going to go with Verbal Intercourse. Verbal Intercourse was just, like I said, that's when Roosterhead, listen, when that beat came on, I was like, yo, what is this? You know what I'm saying? What is this? And then when Nas verse, that's when, you know, honestly, that verse, we're not talking about the verse, but that verse solidified Nas as one of the greatest MCs ever. That verse. If we didn't think it before, we definitely knew it because he was on a purple tape showing his ass on one of the greatest albums ever, and he did his thing. So I'm gonna go with Verbal Intercourse. No need to talk about that anymore. Round 12. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, yeah, round 12. I'm going to go RZA, Buck 50, DJ Premier, Question Remains. I remember the Question Remains. I like the beat. But this is kind of an easy round right here. Buck 50 was hard. Buck 50 was the same music as Can I Kick It remix by Tribe Called Quest. It's the same music. But Buck 50 was so hard. Buck 50 was hard. Like I said, two things that happened in this battle. If nothing else, we learned that Method Man could rhyme on any beat. And sound dope. And we also learned that Inspector Deck is one of the most underrated, dopest MCs ever. And we didn't learn nothing else. We learned that Method Man could rhyme on any beat, any tempo. And Inspector Deck is crazy. But back to the battle. Number 12, I'm going to go with Buck 50. I like the Question Remains because I know that sample. He did chop the hell out that sample. But a Buck 50, it just ain't fucking with a Buck 50. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. I got a message to the fellas out there. 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. The good news, with today's advancements in science, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss and help you keep the hair you have at half the cost of your local pharmacy. You don't have to go broke to avoid going bald. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments really work. They're up to 90% effective at reducing the stopping further of hair loss. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. So act fast. Many men even experience hair regrowth with Keeps treatments. Find out why Keeps have more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. And for a limited time, you could get your first month for free. That's one hell of a deal to keep your hair. Now remember, if you're ready to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/DD101 to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/DD101. Remember, keeps.com/DD101. I'm going to say it again. keeps.com/DD101. Hey, don't let your hair run away. Chase that hair. So I'm going to go with a Buck 50. Now, mind you, Again, for the people who walked in the room just now or who just came here, I said this on April 9th, 7:33 p.m. I said this. So I don't want nobody to think I'm biased. I don't want nobody to think I got it out for somebody or I have favoritism. I said this like a dumbass. But I said this. So yeah, let me get back to the rounds. So where we at? Round 13. Woo! Now this is a doozy right here. Round 13. Raekwon Ice Cream. RZA plays Ice Cream. DJ Premier plays Unbelievable. Now look, this is tough, man. This is a very tough round because, whoa, man. I remember what Ice Cream did. But I remember Unbelievable. I ain't never heard, besides Pete Rock on Faking Jacks, I never heard nobody chop and peach the president drums up like that. Like on Unbelievable. Ice Cream is fire. But Unbelievable, big left earth on that. So I'ma go. I'm not doing no ties. Somebody gotta win, somebody gotta lose. I'ma go with Unbelievable. If you pick Ice Cream, I can't be mad at you. If you pick Unbelievable, I can't be mad at you. But I'm going to go with Unbelievable. The beat, I never heard Impeach the President drums chop like that. Never. And then it went do 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 do. Doom, doom, doo, 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 doo. That, yo, come on. That was just some, I never heard nothing like that before. So, we talking about the beat. I'ma go with Unbelievable. So now we on round 14. RZA plays Old Dirty Bastard, Brooklyn Zoo. Cause after he played Unbelievable, RZA says, I'm going to go to Brooklyn for this. So he plays Brooklyn Zoo. DJ Premier comes back and say, oh, you want to play Brooklyn Zoo? DJ Premier did something in this round that I thought was slick. Because he plays Brooklyn Zoo for Brooklyn. Now, when we talk about round 14, RZA didn't do Brooklyn Zoo. True Master did Brooklyn Zoo. So RZA automatically gets disqualified that round. But when Come Clean came out, right? I remember when that beat came out. And I remember when that beat came out and that song came on, I remember everybody was like, what the hell? What is that? Is that water dripping? What is that? Then we saw the video. So, Come Clean is those drums are cool as back drums. The same drums as Gangsta B by Apache, produced by Tribe Called Quest. So many drums was used for that song, for Come Clean. But the way he chopped these Cool as Back drums, I ain't never heard nobody chop no drums like that. Cool as Back. This is another one. I love drums. So I remember Come Clean. Come Clean was a joint where you could be in a party, you might get punched in your face. So I gotta go with Come Clean because it's dope. But not only that, RZA, you didn't do Brooklyn Zoo. Why you played that? I have no idea. You didn't do that beat. So you get disqualified for that. All right. That round. So we're going to move along. We're going to play number 15. RZA plays Old Dirty, Shimmy Shimmy Yo. Premier plays Kick in the Door. This is the tough round too. But I'm a keep it funky with y'all. I like Shimmy Shimmy. It was cool. But nah. Kick in the Door was That's I Put a Spell on You. I want y'all to hear that original record. See, I think in some beat battles, dudes should play the original record and then let you see how they sampled it and what they did. And then you'd be like, wow, he killed that. So this is kind of, you know, this is an easy round for me. I'm going to go with Kick in the Door. That's somebody said Screaming Jay Hawkins. Yeah, I Put a Spell on You. That's easy. Oh, and DJ Scratch used that for a song called LL Cool J too. Fire. Shout out to DJ Scratch. So we already on, we going with Kick in the Door. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Thank you for the donation, Raise Realm. So what we're going to do, let's see where we at right now. We're at 15. We got five more to go. So one, let me just make sure my count is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, we on track. Okay. So yeah, Kick in the Door. I'm going with that one. So right now we're at number 16. So after he plays Kick in the Door, RZA says, oh, you want to play Biggie? I got some Biggie. RZA plays Long Kiss Goodnight. DJ Premier responds with Above the Clouds by Gangsta. What's the irony in this? Inspector Deck is on Above the Clouds with one of the greatest verses ever. Wildlife rock stars who smash guitars. Listen, I love Long Kiss Goodnight. Biggie was God tier lyrically when he reached at this time. Biggie was God tier. I love Long Kiss Goodnight. But Above the Clouds, that's in my gym playlist. Above the Clouds is something different. I'm going with Above the Clouds because we're talking about the beat. We're not talking about the lyrics. Long Kiss Goodnight beat. I heard that before. Long Kiss Goodnight beat is actually LA sample by Capone and Noriega, Tragedy Gaddafi, and Mobb Deep. It's the same beat. So I heard Long Kiss Goodnight beat before. That's LA. Not the one where they rhymed over the Dog Pound version. The other version, it's the same beat. So I wasn't really impressed with Long Kiss Goodnight beat. Sonically, I didn't think it was that dope. It was a good beat, but Biggie rhymes was so fire that we overlooked it. But I heard it on LA. But Above the Clouds, listen, man, that's something different. That's something different. So I went with Primo in that round. So where we at? Round 17. Ghostface Killah, Assassination Day versus Nas, New York State of Mind. This is pretty, This is an easy round. I'm definitely going to go with New York State of Mind. I remember when that record came out. Assassination Day is not corny, though. But I love Deck verse on there. I think Inspector Deck vocals cut through so crazy on that record. That was my favorite. That record, his vocals cut through so crazy on that record. So I'm going to go with New York State of Mind. I have to. That was just a game changer. That's those drums on that record is from a record called NT by Kool & the Gang. And the way he tracked these NT drums, I was like, I don't know if y'all watched my interview with Eric Sermon, where Eric Sermon said he was supposed to be on Illmatic album, but he gave Nas whack beats. Yeah, go watch that interview. It's on here. So, okay. Where we at right now? We're at 18. Another tough round. Raekwon. RZA plays Raekwon Criminology. DJ Premier plays Dwick. Whoa. Very tough round. Very, very tough round. I remember when Criminology came out. But Dwick ain't nothing like that. Those drums are from a record called Substitution. The same bass line Diamond D used on one of his songs, but ain't nothing like Dwick. Ain't nothing like Dwick. Nothing. Nothing like Dwick. I love Criminology. But the ding ding, it was cool. But we talk because we're talking about the beat. Dwick crazy. Somebody said Doggy sounding biased, but for the D-I-C-K eaters, Doggy also said this. So how am I biased? I was biased prior to me judging today. So how could I be biased? So pay attention and shut up. Dwick was crazy. Listen, Dwick was so crazy that even RZA said, no, you gotta play. You gotta play Guru Part. That's how crazy it was with Dwick. RZA even said, no, you gotta play his part. When that beat come on, Greg, come on, man. Anyway, I went with Dwick that round. Round 19. Raekwon, Incarcerated Scarfaces versus Royce da 5'9", Boom. Now, I already told you I went with Dwick. Let me make sure I'm on point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, yeah, I'm on point. Okay, so round 19. We got Raekwon Incarcerated Scarfaces versus Royce da 5'9", Boom. Now, listen. Incarcerated Scarfaces, I've said this on Twitter. If y'all follow me on Twitter, at Doggy Diamonds. Incarcerated Scarfaces, to me, is one of the hardest beats ever. One of the hardest songs. Like, I'm going to tell you something. That record come on, and I don't like you, and you standing too close to me, I'm going to be forced to punch you in your face when that record come on. That record make you sort out your enemies. That's like a theme song to go kick ass. Boom ain't no slouch though. Boom made me like Royce da 5'9". I didn't really care for Royce da 5'9". Be real with you. I didn't really. I never cared for Royce da 5'9". But when Boom came out in hip hop, Boom, I was like, I was like, whoa, what's that? But again, let me tell y'all something. When Boom came out, it was those primo patterns that we heard before. It was those DJ Premier drum patterns that we heard before. It was dope, but we heard these drum patterns before from Primo. That ain't taken away from it. But Incarcerated Scarfaces, listen, man. I gotta go with Incarcerated Scarfaces over Boom. I got to. That's in my gym playlist. So, last but not least, last round, 20. I know they went to 30. I didn't want to judge the 30. It was originally 20. So the 30 they had, you know, they started kind of playing a couple of fillers and stuff like that. So I didn't want to go that far. Method Man, You All I Need versus Biggie, 10 Crack Commandments. You know who did what? RZA played Method Man featuring Mary J. Blige, You All I Need. DJ Premier played 10 Crack Commandments. This round right here is a tough round for me, right? Because you probably would expect me to say, what do you expect me to say? You probably expect me to say 10 Crack Commandments. Or you expect me to say You All I Need. Can I tell y'all something about 10 Crack Commandments? I never liked that beat. I liked, the concept was so dope. He could have rapped to somebody beating on a table. But I don't like 10 Crack Commandments beat. Not that I like You All I Need better. But I just never liked the beat. The 10 Crack Commandments. Just. I think the lyrics were so fire. The concept was so fire. We just listened to it and just bopped our head. It was Biggie at his height, his greatest. But the beat, the scratch thing, it was kind of like retro. He's scratching. I didn't really like 10 Crack Commandments. Let's just be real with y'all. I didn't like it. But You All I Need, we remember that song. That shit just like changed. I didn't even mean to curse. Whoa, see, this is how it got me. I even cursed. That song changed, like, it just changed like relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like when All I Need came out, they kind of made it cool to like profess your love. You could be a gangster. And ain't the thing about All I Need, that's ironic. Cry Together, Lie Together, it uses Biggie. So let me recap before I give you my final score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So, I'm going to go with me. Now, if you say 10 crack commandments, I ain't going to be mad at you. I just don't like 10 crack commandments. I never liked the beat. I would go with All I Need. That's just me personally. I just never liked 10 crack commandments. So people could be like, yo, I never like 10 crack commandments. Never. So, if I recount one through 20, I would give you, the winner would be, out of the 20 beats played, I have RZA with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, which means I have Primo with 9. So RZA wins. RZA wins. 11-9. But if you gave the last round to Biggie, it would be a tie. I didn't even know that. Of course they went on, they went to play more records. But I got RZA 11-9. RZA 11-9. So I gave it to RZA. A lot of people were afraid to say RZA won. I seen a lot of Primo caping. And I said this again. I'm going to keep reminding y'all, like a dummy. And he played those records. He played Royce Boom. He played The Evils. He played Come Clean. I like Nas Memory Lane. I love that record. And I like the Limp Bizkit record. But I forgot that RZA had that heat like that. I forgot RZA was diverse like that. Now look, they both didn't play records that they could have played. Because I could have picked a better 20 records for Primo. I could have picked a better 20 records for Primo. I could have picked a better 20 records for RZA, maybe. But let me tell you something. It's records that if Primo had to play Superstar, hard record. Hard record. But if RZA had to play Glaciers of Ice, yo, Glaciers of Ice, Glaciers of Ice, yo, Fourth Chamber, but Glaciers of Ice, All I Think About Is Stand on the Block, Reebok, Gun Cock, Avalanche Rock. Oh my, whew. Winter Wars. Why didn't Preem play Take It Personal? He should have played Take It Personal. Kame, Daytona 500. But Glaciers of Ice. Yo, Milk the Cow, he didn't do that beat. That's True Master. So Primo had records that he should have threw up earlier. Mass Appeal should have been up way earlier. I felt like Primo was kind of playing Homeboy records a little bit. And when I say Homeboy records, he was playing records saluting the people that he worked with, opposed to going for the juggler. And I felt like RZA came out the gate with Liquid Swords. Y'all picking a lot of beats in the chat room that RZA did not do. He did not do Fish. He did not do Brooklyn Zoo. He didn't do a lot of that beat. But I love It's Real by Fat Joe. Primo held back. But Mass Appeal should have been higher. He could have took off. Primo should have took off a million. The first four records by Primo shouldn't have been on there, in my opinion. He shouldn't have did those first four records. I felt like those was homeboy records. I love M.O.P. Most Def is Most Def. Big L is Big L. But nah, he shouldn't have did that. Now, when we go down, because y'all was there for the end of it. When we go down and RZA starts digging in this bag. He starts digging in his bag. And this dude plays Triumph. Yo, what do you play after Triumph? Because we be on 20 now. Now we in bonus. What do you play after Triumph? RZA didn't do Heaters. True Master did that. What do you play after Triumph, though? Triumph is guard tier beat. But Premier got the ammunition to play stuff after Triumph. Somebody said Paula Perry, Extra Extra. I love that record. I thought people didn't know that. Even he had a record with Bahama Dia and these two other girls called Three the Hard Way. I love that beat too. But when we thought RZA wasn't that diverse, when we thought RZA wasn't that crazy, it kind of proved that we wasn't all that. Somebody said you play Annie Up after Triumph. Primo didn't do Annie Up. Please. Y'all got to, first of all, if y'all going to be having these conversations, people, y'all got to know what y'all talking about. A lot of the beats that y'all saying, these dudes didn't even produce these records. But the Pitch Black record, crazy. Crazy. Primo got a lot of records that he didn't play. Now, if Primo had a sequenced his joint different, listen, I think this tweet would have meant something. But he didn't sequence it different. Somebody said, listen, Primo is a better producer than RZA. I said he is. But he wasn't last night. And that's all that matters. RZA, shout out to RZA, man. Shout out to RZA. Primo got a record that he did for Big Shug. Love that record. Record. Love that record. But I don't like the fact that people are saying hip hop won. And we all won and all that. Crush, that's the name of the record. In every other beat battle, we declared a winner and loser. Now, when it came to this one, everybody started saying, hip-hop won, we all won. I wasn't feeling that because in every other battle, we declared a winner and a loser. This one, hip-hop won. You know why? Because I feel like hip-hop won, but it wasn't like it was 20 million people in the room. It was a lot of us people who love hip-hop and the industry people. It was a lot of artists in there, but the general public wasn't in there. How many people D-Nice had in his room? How many people D-Nice had in his room and he was just playing records? I don't want to get on his hats or nothing like that, but he's wearing some wild hats and just playing records. So we saying hip-hop won. Yeah, we won. Hip-hop won. No. What we're going to do is we're going to say who won and who lost. And what we need to do is say who won and who lost. And I think RZA won. Now, if you think Primo won, cool, fine. I'm not here to argue with you, debate. That's just my opinion. Opinions like assholes. Everybody have one. Most of them stink. But I think RZA won. And I think a lot of people are afraid to say RZA won because they're biased. And not only that, they're afraid to say RZA won because they might need a favor for Primo. So they don't want to stand next to somebody. They don't want to publicly say, yo, he lost. I seen a lot of, oh man, I ain't want to call nobody out by name. But the stuff I was saying with people saying Preem, I was like, yo, come on, man. And Primo didn't get smoked. He didn't get embarrassed. You can't embarrass Premier. You can't embarrass Premier. But this dude pulls out Kanye West records that he did. And I'm like, yo, hold on. Yo, I love that Kanye West record. The one off the Twisted Dark Fantasy. That was the only record I liked on the whole joint. I ain't even know RZA did that. I was like, wow. Then he pulls out another Kanye West and Jay-Z joint, Me and the RZA Connect. I'm like, yo, I forgot about that. So when it came to diversity and when it came to what I thought was a Wu-Tang sound, I didn't really hear that last night. I heard a whole bunch of beats that this dude made. And I was like, yo, I really, really slept on RZA. I really, really slept on RZA. Again, I said this tweet with my dumb ass. I was public with it, loud and proud. You see me, I put certain things in. RZA is going to lose badly. This is what I said, April 9th. And here I am, 2 days later, giving the win to RZA. Whoa. So, if you want to say, yeah, he even played the Mystery of Check Blocking. I mean, this is what I'm saying. RZA had, but listen, we not going front like Premier don't got heat that he didn't play. RZA played his heat, but Primo did not sequence a lot of his records well. He didn't play certain records at certain times. He didn't have Alana. I felt like it was almost, he was having fun with it. But RZA was like, yo, nah. Somebody said he didn't even play Reunited. Yeah, he had a lot of joints. But I guess we could say hip-hop won in the sense of we all are talking about hip-hop right now. We're not talking about who said something about who did this, who did that. We're talking about music. We're talking about beats. So in that aspect, hip-hop won because it created great dialogue. But we're not going to front like RZA didn't win. Yo, let me tell y'all one beat that I love by RZA. And I want to hear the beat. It's the Saint Eyes beat. The Wu-Tang Saint Eyes beat. Yo, I love that beat. Yo, I love that beat. Yo, I love that beat. The Wu-Tang Saint Eyes beat. I used to just, and it's so short. But I used to just listen to it. My rap is like a laser beam. I'm like, yo, man, I love that. Yo, I love that Saint Eyes beat. But yeah. So this is Doggy Diamond. This has been my recap. Again, if you gave it to Primo, salute. If you gave it to RZA, salute. I gave it to RZA. If you gave it to Primo, I'm not gonna argue with you and say, you know, your mother this, you know, I hate you, or I'm not gonna invite you to the Frank stand because we don't agree. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. We having dialogue. We talking about rap right now. We've been on here for an hour talking about rap. Dope. If you get a chance, make sure you subscribe to my podcast. Doggy Diamonds No Filter. This will be on there, the audio. Also, you can go check out my song. I mean, my song. Wow. My podcast that I just did with Sonny Chiba from the legendary group Camp Low. That's out. The full podcast audio is out. A snippet is out right now of him talking about Jay. Yo, that's just deep with the Jay-Z Sonny Chiba thing, man. It get deeper than that. But, you know, if y'all get a chance, you know, check out everything I do. Go to Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Everything is at Doggy Diamonds. DoggyDiamonds. Shout out to y'all for tuning in with me today. We had fun. Yeah, Primo had a lot that he could have played, though. He had a lot he could play, but he didn't. So, it is what it is. So, yo, on that note, this was Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. I am about to get out of... Damn, I just had a still shot of myself looking crazy. What the... Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so yo, I'm out of here. I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.